Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time. From the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida, here's the senior pastor, Dr. Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
If Jesus comes, he'll get you, whether you're in a church pew or on a bar stool. If you're his, he's going to get you. Now, I highly recommend you not be on a bar stool. That's the judgment seat of Christ. Be much better worshiping in a church pew. But if you belong to him, 1 Corinthians 15, they that are his is coming. Dr. Rick Adams, one of my favorite men, he was a split rapture fella. Temple, you knew that, didn't you? Yeah. And we would talk about this a little bit. And that's when I was a young preacher, thought I knew everything. You know, anyway, I'd be in Bible school, we'd laugh about it. He was a gap man too. Did you know that, Temple? He was. Anyway, he talked about between Genesis 1:1 and 1:2, and I'm sitting in Bible class, and I just remember, I shouldn't have said this, but that was just me, because I knew everything. And he mentioned about these seashells and all these things being found on top of mountains, and he was done with this thing, and I said, Doc, ain't it amazing what a flood would do? He was trying to put in together about the all those millions of years. But anyway, if we believe Jesus could come at any moment, it would affect our worship. Hebrews 10:25. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another. And that's why we're here today, by the way, to worship and to exhort one another. Ain't it great to be in God's house? Amen. Exhorting one another, and here's what it says, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. So if we really believe that Jesus could come today, it should affect our worship. And my Bible says so much the more, and you know how I feel about that, not so much the less. I can't understand churches that now I have one service a week. It blows my mind. Blows me away. And I know it's going on radio and stuff and all, but so I'm going to move on with anybody mad at me. But my Bible says the more, not the less. They quit having Wednesday night prayer meetings. They quit having Sunday night services. They quit having Sunday schools. Can you imagine preachers still getting good money for preaching one sermon a week? Don't teach Sunday school. Don't do anything else. I don't know. Anyway, let's move on. I'm peddling where I shouldn't be. So it affects our worship. Number two, it would affect our work. If we believe that Jesus Christ would come at any moment, no, affect our worship. It affect our work. Philippians 4:5. I got so many verses here, but this is to give you, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand, that moderation. What does that mean? Well, your conduct. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. It should affect our worship, our work. Number three. And if Holly was here, she'd say amen to this. It would affect our witness. Acts 1:8. Holly was a soul winner. Can I use that word extraordinaire? Is that even a good word? That's a big word for me, but she is. We talked about it yesterday at the funeral. That was her life, sharing the gospel with people all over the world, whether it was here at the farmer's market, wherever, the homeless, wherever. Holly was busy sharing the word of God because he believed the Lord could come at any moment. Acts 1:8, I already talked about this, but you share Acts 1:8 and 11. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and unto the othermost parts of the world. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel. And he said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye here gazing into heaven? This same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as you've seen him going to heaven. In my old Bible, I have a note when on that verse. Basically what they're saying, you got a job, now get to it. He said, you shall be witnesses. We're to be witnesses. So if we believe the Lord could come at any moment, it affect our worship, our witness, our work. Number four, it will affect our walk with him. Already read 1 John 3, 2 and 3. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. Well, we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, have a body like Christ, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that has his hope in him believe that Jesus could come at any moment. He purifies himself. He keeps himself clean as he is pure. Colossians 3, 4, and 5. Again, it affects our walk. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye appear with him in glory. Mortify, the word mortify means to put to death your members which are upon the earth. Fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, covetousness, which is idolatry, and it goes on and on. It talks about keeping our life clean because Jesus could come at any moment. It affects our walk, our worship, our work, our witness, our walk. How about this? It affects our waiting. Our waiting. By the way, we're the world's worst for waiting. We want it, and we want it now. Well, we're to wait. James 5, 7, 8, and wait with patience. James 5, 7, and 8. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth and hath long patience for it until he received the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. It draweth nigh. Galatians 6, 9. Also it talks about waiting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. It affects our weeping. I read this verse yesterday at the funeral. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5, 10, 11. That should be 4, ain't it? In my notes, I think it's 4. I have my notice 5, a typo here. But anyway, Thessalonians 4. Oh, ain't that 4? One of you Bible students, look that up real quick. It says, wherefore, comfort one another's selves together. No, it ain't. Oh, I'm going to turn there.
It's 5.
It is 5. All right, let's go back to, it affects our weeping. Look in 1 Thessalonians number 4. I don't even have that in here. Chapter number 4. But I would not have you be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. In effect, our weeping. We know Jesus is coming. We don't sorrow like the ones who lost their loved ones and we'll never see him again. And then it is right, 1 Thessalonians 5, 11. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together, and edify one another, even as also ye do. That's that encouraging. So, I have a note here. The one who died for us, that whether we're waking or asleep, we should live together with him. It affects our weeping. It affects our watching. I opened our lesson today with this verse. It should affect our watching. We should ever be watching for the Lord. And Doc Adams, when he would sign a letter, every time, he would say, listening for the shout, Dr. Rick Adams. We're never told, listen very close, we're never taught in Scripture for us as Gentiles to look for signs. We're not to look for signs. Signs are for the Jews. This is yes, this is no, this have no idea. Signs are for the Jews. We're not to look for signs. What are we to do? We're waiting for a shout. We're to listen. And we hear it here. Now, we have that song, signs of the times are everywhere. I love that song. And there's a brand new feeling in the air. Keep your eyes upon eastern sky. Lift up your heads, redemption draws. We know Jesus is drawing near. Not just Israel, but the times, our country. Even so, come Lord Jesus. We're in a mess. Well, it affects our watching.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Dr. Walt Lanier from the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope that you'll tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. is our prayer.